Hello. You're about to hear the third of five podcasts that I've been making recently, all from a quick trip around Europe on Interrail. Oh, I love Europe, the continent that gave us Brie, Rhodes, the Mona Lisa, all the good stuff. Also Candy Crush, impractical, overpriced fashion, and two world wars. But you can't have it all. This episode, we are going to be in San Marino. I want to tell you a little bit about San Marino before we go straight there. San Marino is fascinating. It was a Christian stonemason way back in the year 301, okay? 301, a Christian stonemason guy, a chip off the old block, came over from what is now Croatia. His name was Marinus, right? So Marinus came over from Croatia, hung out on the beach at Rimini. But rather than drinking Prosecco while sitting in one of the many inflatable unicorn options that Rimini has to offer, he did stonemasonry and a lot of religion. He later became deacon and was ordained by the Bishop of Rimini. Now, things were going great at this point for our friend Marinus. And to celebrate, he did some more stone sculpting. He was really good at noses, probably. Shortly after, that's when things went a bit weird. He was accused by an insane woman of being her estranged husband, whereupon he did what anyone would do in this situation. He quickly fled to a mountain to build a chapel and a monastery and live as a hermit. So he hung out there for quite a long time, and then word caught on that if you wanted a peaceful life, this guy would let you in if you basically just promised to be nice and chill. Very simple rule: be nice, be chill, don't do anything awful. Don't do anything that we would now call terrorism, you know. Because in those days, you've got to bear in mind, a lot of people were dying over not having the right religious beliefs. Now, I appreciate now, what are we, 1700 years later-ish? And that still happens. But it's not as likely, is it? It's not. You're more likely to be offered a copy of the Watchtower outside a shopping centre than get an arrow in the eye from a man wearing a hair shirt. So we're on the up. Anyway, this guy built a settlement. We think that he called it Refugee Mountain, and whatever he called it, word certainly caught on that if you wanted to come and live peacefully, this was the place to do it. So the owner of the land was a very sympathetic lady of Rimini, and she bequeathed it to a small Christian community of these new mountain dwellers, recommending to them that they remain always united. So they took her very seriously, and they built three castles on the three peaks of the mountains. So the founder, Marinus, was canonized, which means he had to go to a circus where a small man was fired out of his head. That's a terrible joke, isn't it? I think that might be the worst joke I've ever done. Can we move very quickly past that? I'm ashamed of that. I'm actually ashamed of that. So Marinus was canonized, which of course does mean that he became a saint. He became Saint Marinus. All right. Now, Saint Marinus in Italian is San Marino. So the country I'm about to visit is named after a traveling stonemason who was very big on God and had a huge overreaction to what was apparently an insane woman who said that she was married to him. And he ran away, which makes me think that he was married to her, which makes this a country that was founded by a man on the run from his nagging wife and was so fed up with her incessant nagging and that he thought it'd be easier to run away and build a new country. It's a beautiful story and a truly exquisite place if you stay in the older parts of it. The newer parts, not so nice, which we will talk about a little bit. So the last podcast, I was in the country of Slovenia. Now it's San Marino, a country inside Italy. 24 square miles, that's about 60 square kilometres. Find out what's good to see, where's good to stay, and what are the residents of San Marino into? Coming up, guns, cars, tax avoidance, shopping malls, impossibly beautiful castles, and a parrot made of foam that repeats everything you say. All right, welcome to San Marino. Welcome to San Marino. I've never said that before. Yet another tick off on my quest to get to 100 countries, and I'm closer than ever before. I use this app called Bean. You might have heard about it in previous podcasts. B-E-E-N, and it ticks off countries. And slowly but surely, I'm crawling my way to 100. I believe this will be 88 when I tick it off, but I need a celebratory beer first before I can do the official tick off. So, San Marino. I've gone off the main touristy path. I fucking hate tourists, even though I evidently clearly am one. They are everywhere, and, you know, they're just kind of annoying. And the tat that they buy, my God. Do you need a plastic sword? Do you need a Pokemon? Obviously, native to San Marino? No, not really, thank you. Just the absolute shite that's being sold to the thousands of tourists that pass me is quite inconceivable and not necessarily good for the planet. But, you know, of all the things to get your knickers in a knot about, I'm not sure this is number one. I say it's very touristy. This is, in fact, the least visited country in Europe. Try telling that to the passengers that were standing on my standing room only bus, though, a bus from Rimini, which had a mild smell of BO, but I may well have been contributing to that factor as well, so who can judge? Once arrived in San Marino, you will be in the 61 square kilometres of this country, and it is a country. 61 square kilometres, it is the fifth smallest country in the world. Hey, research lovers, don't worry, I've already done the hard work. So this is the fifth smallest. What's smaller? Tuvalu is smaller. Nauru is even smaller. Monaco is even smaller. And then I'm going to visit it very soon. Vatican City, stupid name for a country because it is a country, but Vatican City, that tiny country in Rome, is the smallest country in the world. So those numbers again, Tuvalu, Nauru, Monaco, Vatican City are smaller, but this is the fifth smallest country, and it is San Marino. Population, not that much, as you'd expect, 34,000. What's the story? Oh, lost my footing. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'm in the woods, sort of hanging onto a tree. What's the story? Well, pretty interesting story, really. 1200s. Let's go back there. Imagine lots of noblemen wandering around with bows and arrows and swords. Murder rate was a lot higher, and things weren't particularly good without electricity. But, you know, it was a life. 1200s. This place became a country. Since then, it's never lost an invasion. And a few have tried, actually, including the French hand-hiding poet and hot-headed temper tantrumer, Napoleon. Yep, he had a go, and he didn't manage to get in to San Marino. And actually, now I'm here, I get it. It is, well, basically, it's just the top of a mountain that has almost vertical moments to get to what is an incredible three-pronged top. And we'll talk about those three prongs in a moment. But let's have a bit of history. 1200s, it became a country. Never lost an invasion since, as I said. Why? Well, there was a fella called Garibaldi, right? Now, the reason I smile is we're going to get on to what he became famous for in a moment, right? Or what became famous as a result of him. But this guy was called Garibaldi, and he was protected here from three enemy armies in 1850, right? And everyone was trying to kill this guy, and he was protected within the walled city that was and is San Marino. In 1850. He later helped to make sure that San Marino was excluded in 1867 when Italy unified. So he said, hey, this place has been great to me. I managed to hide out there from loads of armies. They saved my life. They saved my balls. I'm Garibaldi. And let's be honest, life was tough. The least we can do to San Marino is make sure it's its own country now that this Italy is unifying around it. So then, a little bit later, he went to Northern England. I'm not sure why, if I'm completely honest, but he fancied a bit of travel. Ended up in Northern England, in South Shields, not far from Newcastle. And someone said, you know what? You're a great guy, Garibaldi. I think it's time we named a biscuit after you. Or if you're listening in North America, a cookie. All right. Or if you're listening in this part of the world, a biscoito. So Garibaldi got his own biscuit. And when I was a kid, I used to eat Garibaldi biscuits. They are still available. I bloody love them. I used to call them dead fly biscuits because basically they're a really thin, quite boring biscuit that has just got loads and loads and loads of currants and raisins in there. Yeah, sultanas, raisins, currants, those puppies are trapped in there, making it look like there's a load of dead flies in them, right? So he got a biscuit. I mean, you know you've made it in life when you've got a biscuit named after you. We should do a separate podcast on biscuits that were people. Also, biscuits just mystify me anyway, particularly if you're British, you'll resonate with this. What's a Nice biscuit all about? What's a Bourbon and why is it called a Bourbon? Biscuits. Fucking incredible. Right, let's get back to it. So, this fella, Garibaldi, he made sure that it wasn't unified as part of Italy. Well done, Garibaldi. Get yourself a biscuit. You did well. Now, the old town, the tourist attraction, basically three iconic towers. Also, they have made their way to be the national crest. They are on the flag. And they stand as a testament to the Republic's mighty resilience. If there was a San Marino historic movie, it would probably have Mel Gibson in it as the head honcho. Do you know what I mean? These guys wanted to keep hold of their freedom. That's his portfolio of work, isn't it? He's good at that. In fairness, that might be a bad choice because I think he's been cancelled like so many people. Actually, I think he might have been cancelled for good reason, unlike many people. So, San Marino has been incredibly resilient. As I say, it's already wardened off many attempts at attack. So that's sort of ancient history, or quite old history at least. Let's move on to more present day stuff. It was neutral in World War II, a bit like, I don't know, Switzerland. As a result of it being neutral, 100,000 Italians from surrounding areas of Italy took refuge here. It's been quite a giving place. It's always had sanctuary for people on the run, particularly the surrounding Italians in World War II, as I say. So you could say the San Marino people are a good bunch. I don't know if they still are, but they certainly seem all right so far from the few that I've passed today. San Marino people are called as Samarinese. Samarinese, difficult to say, but that's who they are. And have any Samarinese people ever won an Olympic medal? Have San Marino ever been in the Olympics? Well, they've never won anything, but they have been in a few Summer Olympics. There are two Olympic athletes that have taken part in the Olympics for San Marino. They are Francesco Amici and Emanuela Felicini. I think. Felici. Emanuela Felici. It's quite difficult to do anything Italian without using your hand, as I'm witnessing as I speak. Just does come rather naturally. Anyway, those people, who apparently have just slightly changed their names, but let's not get bogged down in detail, they actually were in the Olympics a couple of times. Didn't quite get medals, but they were in it for shooting, of all things. I didn't even know this. Shows how naive I am before I've researched these things. But actually, shooting is part of the Olympics. Not sure how I've never noticed that. But basically, it's clay pigeon shooting. And the San Marinese are very good at it. So, although not quite good enough to get a gold medal. But, you know, they're not exactly the size of China. I wasn't particularly impressed coming into San Marino. As soon as you cross the border from Italy, basically it looks a bit dodgy, really, like a lot of border towns, but this one looked proper dodgy. The first thing you see is a closed casino, then you see a pretty shady strip club, then you see an industrial estate, and then you see hay bales as it goes back out into fields. And you're like, okay, cool and all that, but where's the history, big man? Show me the old stuff. But you're fairly soon, probably about 5-10 minutes later, congratulated when you get off that bus at its final stop and you and a fair few thousand tourists walk up to see those three amazing peaks that are essentially castles of their own. Imagine three different sized castles on the crested peaks of a natural landscape that is a very, very high, sometimes vertical mountain. That's San Marino. That is it. And it's all connected with old stone walkways and tourist knick-knack shops and restaurants selling quite good pizza, actually. I saw a margarita for €7 as well, which you can't sniff at. Clearly not in Switzerland now. But, yeah, I reckon from the very brief amount of time that I've spent here, I'd say it really is worth a visit. I'm quite impressed so far. I'm going to grab a beer and do my tick off. Every time I come to a new country, I tick it off with the Bean app, and it's an extremely satisfying moment in any visit. So as I leave this wooded land with the birds tweeting away next to me and the occasional noise of a rather chubby American coughing in the distance, I will be reunified back on the tourist trail and back up to those peaks, and I'll probably grab myself a beer on the way. So far, have to say, San Marino, great. don't stay outside this walled bit. It's very expensive to stay inside this bit, but everything outside, it just looks like a very run down industrial estate. So if you're going to come here, do stay in Rimini and get the bus in. It only costs €6 to get the bus in and €6 to get it back. Or if you want to rent a scooter, you can do that and get your own way up here. I really would not stay in San Marino outside these walls. And if you're going to stay in this central bit, then you're going to be paying hundreds and hundreds of euros. Whereas in Rimini, €60 a night, maybe in with a beach view, can't go wrong. So, great part of the world. Get yourself down here. I'm a big fan of this new and tiny little country, the fifth smallest in the world. This is San Marino. And because I have no idea about San Marino music, let's explore just a little snifter now of the San Marino National Anthem. This is how touristy it is. As I was walking down the path, I stumbled across a parrot. Not a real parrot, a phone parrot that repeats everything you say. It's outside a gift shop. And now I'm going to test it by saying some things and see what it says back. That's how I entertain myself. Biscuits. Garibaldi biscuits. Garibaldi was a man. Garibaldi biscuits. 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 It's not even... You're not even that clever. Bye for now. Nice seeing you. Podcast. Vinnie White. That's a deeply intellectual conversation. Do you know that every time it said anything, it flapped its wings? And that's... That's what you pay your €15 for. If you do get here to San Marino, I very much advise the foam parrot with flapping wings. You know, when you think of Italy, you quite often think about all the stereotypes of Italy. And if someone said to me, what do you expect to find when you're walking down the beach of Rimini? I've been calling it Rimini for years, but Rimini. If someone said... What do you expect to find as you're walking down the beach? I'd say, I don't know, families, probably some grandmothers, playing children, a big, close-knit, tight family unit, probably eating, I don't know, pizza? Is that too stereotypical? And then I'd say something like, I presume they'd be drinking Moretti beer. And then I'd say at sunset, they'd probably all get together and dance around on the beach to some Italian classics. And then someone would probably walk in and say, it's not even like that. God, that's so stereotypical. Well, let me tell you something. It fucking is like that. It's exactly like that. That is exactly the thing that is happening as I speak. And it's absolutely tremendously marvellous. Good on you for having a family unit. Good on you for looking after older people. Good on you for kids playing together from all different families around a community. Good on you for eating your own wonderful, cheesy, lovely food and drinking, all right, okay beer. And good on you for looking after each other and dancing as the sun sets. I think you've got it right. And if this is retirement, then this is a great advert for retirement. There is something that the Mediterranean have clearly, or the Adriatic in this case, but let's not get bogged down in details. The Mediterranean countries, right? There's something that the Mediterranean countries have got right, and it is this. They live. Okay, so some of the food's got a bit too much oil on it, but it's not got fake fucking cheese on it. The sense of community, the sense of party, the sense of party for no apparent reason. This is just a beach bar. It's not a wedding. You don't have an invite. You don't have to pay a lot for a drink. It's only €4 for a beer. But if you want to have a little dance along to an Italian band, actually, I'll be honest, they are from Argentina, but let's ignore that. They're playing Italian music at the moment. Actually, I think they're playing Colombian music at the moment because they've just got a fucking squeeze box out. Let's not get bogged down in it. What I'm saying is that if you want to dance as the sun goes down on the beach of Rimini or many other beach resorts here in Italy, and indeed the Mediterranean, you can! And it doesn't matter if you're fucking 90, and it doesn't matter if you're 9, And that is a really beautiful thing. Music should be for everyone. And here it really is. No gates, no tickets, no judgment, just people drinking just a little, eating perhaps a little bit too much, and then dancing it all off into the evening. Italy, like so many Latin countries, you've nailed it. Prosecco's €5 a glass, by the way. But they do fill it up as much as the beer. So if it's value for money you want, Prosecco is what you need. That's the Brit in me. You can't leave it at home. Hey! Great, as you probably just heard. I was in a great mood last night. It's hard not to be when you're having a party on the beach for free. What a wonderful evening that was. And then had lobster pasta. Oh, I'm spending a bit too much money. I'll have to work quite hard quite soon, but for now I'm living the dream. Now then, where am I going? I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Rome so that I can visit Vatican City. But in the meantime, I did learn a little bit more about San Marino, which I wanted to tell you now. And basically any excuse to not go and sit down next to a very large man eating last night's fish. So, a couple of things about San Marino that I've learned in further research. I did see quite a lot of shopping malls, even though I didn't go to any, on the outskirts of San Marino, just as you cross the border in from Italy. And I now know why. 9.5% tax rate. And in Italy, it's 25%. So 9.5%. On your handbags and your glad rags instead of 25% in neighbouring Italy means a lot of people just go in there to do the shopping. And also I should mention it's got a lower corporate tax rate, which is another reason there's lots of warehouses and offices for big companies there. They love a gun. You remember I was saying that they're quite big on guns and that they entered the Olympics shooting? Well, I've now found out they've got loads of gun shops and knife shops and stuff that's all a bit illegal in Italy. Also, they're rich. San Marino's got more cars than people. It's the only country in the world, we think, that's got more cars than people. They like a Piadina. It's kind of like Italian taco, if you're thinking Mexican, or Italian gyro, if you're thinking Greek. Also, they've got two heads of state. That's a new one, isn't it? And you can only do a six-month term. I think Britain could learn a lot from this. We tend to do six-month terms at most because they tend to get fired within that time. But these people actually can only do a six-month term. 3 years between terms as well. So quite a lot of people get a go at being the head honcho, or should I say one of the head honchos. And my last San Marino fact is possibly my favourite. They are the worst football team in the world. They have lost all 160 games they had played in their professional league. I call it professional. Their goalie is, in fact, an accountant. Legends. So there you go. That was San Marino. I'm on a train. Right, off to Vatican City. Even smaller, possibly even weirder. Let's see what happens next. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast about country 88 on my quest to get to 100 countries. That was San Marino. If you like this podcast, go to vinnywhite.co.uk and send me $500 or a boat. Next up, the smallest country in the world. Here's a ditty about a place that's not shitty. It's tiny and bitty. It can be gritty. The uniforms are pretty. The history is not witty. To not go would be a dramatic pity. It's Vatican City. That's next in your feed. Do get in touch. My name is Vinny. Cheers. This was mixed and produced in the UK by WeMakePodcasts.uk.